The Ray Horner Morning Show, on demand on AkronNewsNow.com and streaming on WAKR.net.
And you heard us talk a little bit about it last week, Summit for Kids, the month of August, leading up to this coming weekend, and I'll let Russ talk about that a little bit more. Darren Weimer joined us last week talking about kindergarten readiness, but Russ is in our studio, Summit County Executive, and we'll get into first things first for Summit for Kids. And Russ, you were telling me and educating me on this a little bit. This is a really big initiative with the first things first.
Right, it sure is. Several years ago, we attended John Saros, Linda Teodosio, Elaine Harlan, and David James from the Akron Public Schools went down to Columbus for what was called a summit for children. And one of the we went through an exercise about identifying priorities in the community for children, and we identified early childhood as one of the number one priorities that we would come back and work on. We took it real seriously and came back, and we've worked to put into place a comprehensive early childhood learning and growing plan, and it's called First Things First. And it is the it's a result of a collaboration of about 40 to 50 different local agencies who all have something to do with early childhood. And if you go on our website at First Things First, you can see what the plan is, you can see where we're at. And out of that, we came up with the Summit for Kids. The last 3 years, we've had the Saturday event down at
Unbelievable.
Last year, we had over 16,000 people come through the door. And it is a free event in this community for children, their parents, their grandparents, free school supplies, free trainings that are going on down there. There'll be the dental van. And I can't thank all of the people who make this happen enough. I mean, Kevin Thompson and his whole crew down at PNC Bank have been our title sponsor. They've done a great job. You know, all of the media, including your radio station here, WAKR, have been great in terms of promoting this. And it's a great thing for our community, for people to come and bring their kids to.
Russ, I want to go back to the beginning here. There may be some listeners listening this morning saying, well, Russ Price, Summit County Executive, shouldn't he be worrying about economics, distributing funds here, taking care of this business here? But really, when you look at it, and I just know the answer from talking to you, that really the kids are the backbone of the future of Summit County and such. Talk about why you've been so aggressive in your point, and others like Judge Teodosio and so on, in this Summit for Kids project.
Sure. I mean, Judge Teodosio works with children day in and day out, and obviously, if you can get children early and make them successful, she's less likely to see them in her court system, and she'd be very happy not to have any children coming through her court system. Anybody who knows Judge Teodosio knows of her compassion, of her hard work. But when you talk about the economy and how that's maybe where my focus should be, it's real simple. Everything I've read on investing in early childhood education, Ray, is for every dollar we invest here, we get a $16 to $17 return down the road on these children. It is making them having a better chance for success, making sure that we have a more trained workforce down the road, and it is an investment in our future and what we're doing. And I think that's what a number of people who look at this see. And we get stronger, happier kids, better family outcomes on all of this. And that's why investing in the early childhood is so critical. And people who've looked at it realize that in those formative years with a young child, what you can do to try and make a difference, if they don't get that training at an early age, we're going to pay for remediation all the way through that child's life. They're going to be more likely to be on a public assistance program. They're going to be more likely to be in the criminal justice system. And that's just something we can't afford. And we need to be smart in those investments. And why not get the best positive outcomes for the children in our county?
Yeah, it's kind of like that circle of life thing. You get these kids going down the right road. They end up liking it here because there's so much better for them. Maybe they go to school here and stay here and you look on down the road. And also, keep them out of trouble. It makes the neighborhoods and everybody so much better.
There's just no question. Mm-hmm. And that's why early childhood is just a critical component. It's interesting, though, because it's not seemed to be a priority either from the federal or the state government. And this is a pure local initiative, our First Things First. And it is local partners like Head Start, child and family guidance. It's just a great group of people who realize why this is so important.
1590 WAKR, 25 minutes after 8 o'clock, 825 in our studio for about another 30 minutes. Russ Brock, Summit County Executive, Summit for Kids. You've kind of heard us talk about, you know, why certainly his office and so many other offices are behind Summit for Kids. Let's talk particular first things first and talk about this plan, Russ.
Well, it's a plan that focuses in on a number of areas, and it's trying to identify issues such as early signs of any developmental disabilities, any type of learning disorders. It's also focusing in on issues such as maternal depression and how that impacts young children. And we now have Summit County Public Health has really taken a lead on helping create what's called the Maternal Depression Network, trying to get young mothers who need help the kind of care they need. It's an issue a lot of people didn't want to talk about, and they've done a great job starting to put a network together and getting doctors to help work with patients because of some of the problems. You've got the programs like SPARK, which is a partnership with Greenleaf Family Center and the Akron Public Schools. And SPARK is a program out of North Canton. It's supportive partnerships to assure ready kids. And it's a great program, and it works with four-year-olds about getting them ready to read and having them ready. And it's in six of the grade schools right now in the city of Akron. If you get a chance and you go to one of those graduations, Ray, and you see those little kids who are getting their first diploma and their first book, and it's a program that takes a coach from Greenleaf that works actually with the child and the grandparent to make sure that that child's learning to read and will be on task by the time they get into kindergarten. So these are the kind of programs that are a part of First Things First. And it's a lot of activity, a lot of people doing a lot of things in a coordinated fashion to make a difference.
Yeah, a lot of resources have been pulled together, and I want to stress that. This isn't just basically go to the internet and rip off some good things and paste them together in a pamphlet. You've really brought in a lot of the resources from Summit County.
Well, that's right. And so, you know, all of the partners are participating. It was funny when we were in Columbus that number of years ago, because the one thing they said, we want you to come up with a plan, but we don't want you to ask for any new money. So once again, it was put back on the local community to develop this and figure it out. But what we've tried to do is align the resources that are there and eliminate duplication and competition for short dollars. And it's been great because of the way the people have come together and all the partnering agencies. One of the things we now have is our early childhood information booklet that will be available, and it's going to be distributed this Saturday. And it's got a lot of great information in there about, you know, what your child's development and different stages on what you should look through. Issues of social and emotional development in terms of how your child should be interacting and why that's important. An immunization schedule to make sure you know what shots your child should have. So it's a great booklet. It's got a lot of information. Talks about daycares in here, what to look for. And it's got the list of the partnering agencies in here with all of their contact information.
They make it go for sure. Summit for Kids. We're going to come back with Russ Price, Summit County Executive, about 10 minutes. And we're going to talk, Russ, all about this coming Saturday, everything that will be going on. And it's going to be a very good, educational, worthwhile, and kids event in downtown Akron coming up.
The Ray Horner Morning Show. On air weekdays 6 to 10 on 1590 WAKR. Streaming live on WAKR.net and AkronNewsNow.com. And on demand at AkronNewsNow.com.